Thus far, our perek has been dealing primarily with four dinim, four halachos, which appear in Parashat Tzav, in the parsha of the Karban Chatas. The first halacha is the halacha that if blood from a chatas drips onto a beged, then that beged requires laundering. It's halacha number one. Halacha number two, that if the meat from a chatas was cooked in a cheres pat, an earthenware pat, so the pat must be shattered. Halacha number three, if meat from a chatas is cooked in a metal pat, the pat requires mariko shtifa, needs to be washed with hot water, cold water, maybe twice cold water. Halacha number four, if meat from a chatas touches other meat, that other meat must be treated with the same stringency as chatas meat. Four halachos. One about chatas blood that gets absorbed in clothing. Three halachos about chatas meat that gets absorbed either in earthen pat, metal pat, or in another piece of food. These are the four halachos. One of the most important tasks that we should have been concentrating on during our learning of this parak is on identifying the precise similarities and differences between these various halachos. Obviously, the first halacha, which concerns blood, is significantly different than the last three halachos, which all concern meat. However, I believe that the differences may go beyond this. Tosfos, in the beginning of the parak, point to the following question. The Gemara asks about all four of these halachos, whether they only apply to Karban Chatas, or whether perhaps they also apply to other Kodshei Kodshim, or whether perhaps indeed they even also apply to Kodshim Kalim, maybe even to Truma. There's one Hava Amina that way in the Gemara. And the Gemara concludes that the scope of subjects to which these halachas are applicable vary from halacha to halacha. In other words, the Gemara concludes that whereas the halachos that concern basar, that concern meat, apply to all kodshim, the halacha that concerns dam, that concerns blood, only applies to a karban chatas. Tosfos are bothered, why is this so? And simply, you might have just said, and just again to take a step back, the reason that Tosfos are bothered are because it only appears explicitly, or even close to explicitly, this expansion of the scope of the halacha by the two halachos that concern pats. The Gemara has an ambiguous hekesh, which teaches us that we should expand the scope of one of the other two halachos that remain. But it's unclear from the Hekish itself which of the other two halachos it's meant to be expanded to. Should we say that the halacha concerning dam and begadim applies to all kodshim? Or should we say instead that the halacha concerning meat that touched a karban applies to all kodshim? And the Gemara seemingly arbitrarily concludes that the expansion of scope applies dafka to the halacha concerning meat and not to the halacha concerning dam and laundering. Tosfos are bothered, how did the Gemara reach that conclusion? Perhaps we should have applied the hekesh and expanded the scope of the halacha of kibbutz and not the halacha of applying extra stringencies to the meat. And at first glance, based on what we've said before, we could have answered very simply that we want to compare. We assume it's easier to learn out halachos concerning meat from other halachos concerning meat rather than learning out the halacha concerning dam from a halacha concerning meat. That's what we might have said. Tosfos, however, seem to say otherwise. Tosfos write that the comparison between the halachos concerning meat is not simply on account of the subject of the halacha, but rather on account of the underlying reasoning why the mariko shtifa, the shvira, and the hanhagas kedusha apply to those things which came into contact with hat besar chatos. And that is, says Tosfos, that all of these three halachos are functions of blios. They're functions of absorbed taste particles. The reason that a kli cheres needs to be shattered is because there are absorbed taste particles of chatos inside of that kli cheres. The reason that a kli nechoshes needs to have mariko shtifa is in order, or because there are absorbed chatos taste particles inside of that kli nechoshes. And the reason that chulin meat, which came into contact with chatos meat, requires, needs to be treated entirely like chatos meat, is because there are absorbed taste particles of chatos meat inside of that chulin meat. In contrast, says Tosfos, the reason that a beged, which absorbed dam chatos, requires kibos, is not because there are absorbed taste particles of chatos inside of that beged. Tosfos doesn't explain what the reason is. At first glance, this Tosfos seems to be problematic, because on Daf Tzadi Tes, the Gemara has a shaila, and the lashon, the formulation of that shaila is, do we require kibos for a beged which absorbed besar chatos because it's nogeya b'dam hachatos, because it's touching the besar chatos, meaning, let's say, from only one of its six sides, and, or do we require kibos of such a beged because it's boleya from the dam hachatos, because it's absorbed particles of the dam chatos, and that those absorbed particles are surrounded by the beged on all six sides. And the Gemara concludes that the reason we need kibos is because the beged absorbed, there's blios of the dam hachatos. So how can Tosfos say that what distinguishes the halachos of shviras kli cheres and mariko shtifa by kli nechoshes is that they are a function of blios, of absorbed chatos particles, whereas kibos of a beged is not a function of absorbed chatos particles, if our Gemara seems to say very clearly that kibos of a beged is also a function of the absorbed chatos particles that entered the beged? This is a stark question. The answer, I believe, is as follows. If you recall from a few prakim ago, we discussed the difference between cases or halachos where what we're concerned about is the mara, is the appearance of something, such as a mikvah, where we're concerned about the appearance of the water in the mikvah. It should look like water. We're not so concerned about how the mikvah tastes, because taste does not contribute at all to the identity of a mikvah, and it makes a lot of sense. In contrast, when determining kosher and treif, what we care about is what the food tastes like. We don't care so much about what the food looks like. I believe that a similar distinction is being applied by Tosfos over here. On the one hand, the reason that we're concerned about a pat which absorbed from chatas meat, or another steak which absorbed taste from a chatas steak, is because this pat or this steak has now the ability to impart chatas taste to other things which it touches, or to put the taste of chatas steak onto your palate. That's what we're worried about. And that's why the kli, or the basar, requires miriko shtifa shvira, or to be treated with kedushas chatas. In contrast, the reason that we're worried about a beged which is stained with chatas blood is not because we're concerned that that beged is going to impart chatas taste to your palate. The reason we're concerned is for totally different reasons, whatsoever they may be. Maybe because it becomes kadosh, because it's nogea with the chatas, maybe because we need some sort of a pu'ula to actualize the potential of this blood, even though it's not going to be nizrak on the mizbeach or thrown, you know, to the amma, but still we need to do something to actualize this potential. Maybe there's other reasons. Whatever the reason may be, it's not out of concern lest this chatas taste illegitimately end up on your palate, in your tongue. That's not the concern at all. And that's what Tosfos means. In Achinami, all of the dinim are functions of the fact that the beged or the kli or the basar absorbed blios, absorbed particles of the chatas. However, by kalim and by basar, the main concern is that those absorbed taste particles are going to be re-imparted into your mouth. as opposed to by Beged, even though, yes, the reason it needs kibbutz is because it absorbs particles. But the reason we need to get rid of those particles is not out of concern lest they be placed in your mouth and on your tongue or in your stomach, but rather the concern, the reason we need to get rid of those particles is for something else entirely. And that's a distinction that Tosfos intends to make, that the dinim of shviras chicheres, mariku shtifa bakli nechoshes, and of are all functions of blios, of the concern lest those taste particles ultimately end up in your palate or in your stomach. And that's why we can expand the scope of all of them, even by means of a seemingly arbitrary hekesh, to include not only chatas but all kachim, because those three halachos are all of a kind. They're all similar to one another, cut from the same cloth. In contrast to the halacha of kibbutz of a beged, which absorbs the dam chatas, where even though what's goreim is the fact that the particles of chatas are surrounded on all six sides, they're totally absorbed within the fabric of the beged. But the concern, what motivates us, what motivates the Torah to command us to remove the chatas stain from the beged, is not a concern lest that dam end up in our mouth or in our stomach, but rather it's a totally extraneous concern. And that's why Tosis is able to say that the concern about the dam applies only to carbon chatas and does not apply to other kachim.